Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and I'm bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. How y'all doing out there? I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you are enjoying what appears to be summer here in Columbus, Ohio. That's right, some warmer temperatures, some sunny days and whatnot. So, with that being said, let's talk about number 68, the Yarmer Yager, if you will. That was a very, very odd hockey reference, wasn't it? I mean, he is number 68 wherever he goes, and you know what? I know that he is the bane of many Pittsburgh Penguins fans, but, you know, you got to tip your hat a little bit to that dude, because even at the age of, what, 42, Yager still got it, man. He tore it up for New Jersey, man. Went down to Florida to try to help them secure a playoff spot this year, but to no avail. I mean, you got to have a little bit of respect for old Yarmer Yager. But anyways, I digress. Let's not talk about Yarmer Yager. Let's talk about this episode of the PVD Cast. And it's a repeat guest, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, this gentleman was on episode 58, which is really, really weird. Only 10 episodes between his two appearances. But nonetheless, Mr. Brian Lau joins me on this episode of this beloved podcast. Now, if you haven't listened to episode 58, first of all, shame on you. You need to go back and listen to it. All right? You got a boring, slow day at work? Just click on it, man, and listen to some of the comic goodness that you will hear on episode 58. And by comic, I mean funny, yes, but also about comic books as well. Because Brian Lau is a man that had a vision. He had an idea to create a science fiction comic book called Staunch Ambition. And man, he's been doing it. I mean, that's about, what, 6 months ago that he was first on here. And over those 6 months, man, he's had a lot of successes with this particular ideal of his. And I wanted to have him back on and talk about him, man. And you're going to hear all about a lot of the successes that he's had in this past chunk of time. And some of his hopes for the future. I mean, you know, I always admire people that have a vision, that have an idea, that have something that they want to do, they're passionate about it, they pursue it. Brian's doing it at the independent level. You know, he's put his own hard work, his own money, his own time, his own effort into this project that he loves so much. And you're going to hear about it, you're going to hear about some of the places he's traveled recently with a preview issue of Staunch Ambition. And you're also going to hear about how that particular preview issue came together. There were some trials and tribulations with it. But it certainly is going to be a very interesting episode of the PVD Cast. In fact, during our conversation, I kind of already let the cat out of the bag. Out of the bag? Out of the bag. Woo! I don't know what happened there. But anyways, I let the cat out of the bag. And I kind of already let you know what Orlando's Faves is. But I would like to entice you to stick around after my conversation with Mr. Brian Lau. I'm going to talk a little bit about some wrestling news. Something just happened here yesterday, Wednesday. What was that? May 27th. That is actually very, very interesting in the world of professional wrestling. I'll give you my insights into that. So let me throw it to a quick break. When we come out of that break, you're going to hear my conversation with the man that created Staunch Ambition, Mr. Brian Lau. Hey there, do you need a website? Maybe for your business or for your own personal use? Then you need to check out Bluehost.com. It's the web hosting service I, John Orlando, use for PVDcast.com. They've got great, helpful people. In fact, I've had some problems, and all I've done is chatted or called those folks, and bam, problem fixed. They've even got some great pricing, too, which, I mean, I won't talk about that, because all you got to do is go over to Bluehost.com, and you can find out all the information that you need. Take it from me. They're the best out there. Go to Bluehost.com to get all the details.
To another installment of the PVD Cast. Joining me once again, almost 6 months to the day, almost, Mr. Brian Lau. Brian, how you doing, man?
You mean this is our anniversary? I didn't get you a gift, man.
I didn't get you one either.
So oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Action tonight.
So, when you were on in December, You talked about your project that you're working on, Staunch Ambition, a futuristic science fiction adventure, if you will. And a lot's happened, man. A lot's happened. You want to tell the folks what's been going on with that project?
Well, back then I was working on issue one. We still got a little bit more to do with issue one, but the main art is all complete. It's got some lettering and got to put color to the cover, but I've got a couple conventions under my belt. And since then, I don't know if on your show I had decided I was going to do a preview issue at that time, but did a 16-page preview issue with the cover. So that's 20 pages. But did a preview issue. I decided I need to do something to if I'm going to self-publish and do a Kickstarter. I started to look at that, and I'm like, I wasn't comfortable to jump into a Kickstarter without, you know, getting a little bit more of a fan base or getting the idea of this book out there and the look of it. So I did a preview issue, printed up a bunch of those and some posters, and was hitting the local comic book stores, comic conventions, and social media. So preview issue turned out, I was really anxious about, okay, this preview issue's got to be an introduction to it, but have enough content in and of itself. So really anxious about putting a quality preview issue together, and so far I'm getting a lot of good feedback, and I think that we actually accomplished that beyond what I was hoping for. So,
and that is excellent. That's great news. That's great news that the feedback is coming in as being positive and people are digging it. That's awesome. Well, let's talk for a minute. Could you give a brief summary of what Staunch Ambition is all about? For those that maybe have not listened to episode 58, which, what's wrong with you? You should go back and listen to episode 58, but nonetheless.
People don't know what the book's about?
Well, you know. Hey, first-time listeners, maybe they're checking this out.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, you got to find out some way. I'm an independent comic creator here. So this story is a story that takes place. It's like a possible future for our actual future. So it's not some galaxy far, far and away or some alternate reality, but it kind of deals with some of the concepts of, one of my taglines is welcome to the new enlightenment. So in the first enlightenment, we had the scientific age. And one of the things I'm playing with in the story, the overall story, is that through the advancements of technology and science, man is able to enter into the supernatural or the thought dimension, whichever belief structure or way you look at it. So through technology, they enter into the supernatural and thus the new enlightenment. So it's no longer just the scientific age, but it's the age of the supernatural combined with technology. And also at the core of the story is several of the characters like Riel or Azarus. We'll be dealing with Azarus's storyline. He's a in the future they have these genetic engineered clones that are like a genetically mix between animal and human DNA to give them, you know, enhanced abilities, and they're created without sexual organs, and they're not supposed to have a real in-depth self-consciousness or self-awareness, but Azarus starts to become self-aware as he's working on the space station. Also, another part of the story is dealing with Staunch Ambition, the title. Staunch is the corporation in the story that built this space station that's orbiting the sun and is powered by the sun's energy and also powers approximately 70% of the Earth. And the story starts out on this ambition, the space station, where Azarus works, and Riel, the main female character, is a lead supervisor. So their personal stories are really what's driving the ultimate story with the overall big picture of the implications of Staunch Ambition and their advancement in technology and this entering into the supernatural.
Okay. All right. So for those that enjoy science fiction, this is definitely a must read, if you will. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the preview issue. You talked that you were a little bit anxious about getting that out. How long did it take you to complete the preview issue? And this would be the preview issue featuring some of the artwork from Freddie Williams, correct? And Koi Pham and Tyler Fall, correct? Or am I incorrect on those individuals?
You got that. Freddie Williams will be in there because that's premiering the his cover, Black and White.
Okay.
So he did a cover for me that is amazing. I did actually finally post a picture of it on my table at the comic convention. So I didn't actually post the picture, like a scanned in image of it. So that's been a reveal. The actual cover is gorgeous, and it's as good as Barry Windsor Smith. Anybody who's a Barry Windsor Smith or Arthur Adams fan, couple of giants in the comic industry, I think this is as good, if not better, than the stuff that they've done. I mean, it's got that kind of a feel, you know, there's really intricate details in it. So I'm looking forward to putting some color to that. But that's in there as a, you know, there's a little, it's a flip book. So one side has a cover that I've done of Azarus, and inside, you know, following that cover is a sneak peek at issue one. So like a trailer, per se, a comic book trailer. And then there's some of the making of Staunch Ambition. So we're showing some of the concept art and like a page from beginning concept sketch to final page. So I have a whole progression of Tyler giving me the initial sketches to what it finally winds up to be. And then you flip the book, and that's cover is by Koi Pham, who works with Marvel, Disney. And that what follows that is a prologue, which would be all original content of the overall story. So,
cool. All right. Okay. So let's talk. You've been to C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. That was stop one, right? On your tour, so to speak. Okay.
That was the first, first convention.
How was the book received in Chicago?
It was great. You know, I mean, it's overwhelming to go as a fan and then especially as a creator.
Yeah. Did you feel different? That's a great question. Cause I've only gone as a fan. Like I've never gone, you're like, you know, on the other side of the table, I suppose it's a unique experience.
Well, yeah, you get there early. People are setting up. I mean, you're seeing behind the scenes there. This is my first con to present this book. I've been to conventions at Motor City, as an artist, but I wasn't the creator. And so I was just a guest with the company, a few times. So I had a little bit of idea what it's like to sign books and to present the books and talk to engage with the fans. But it's been so long since I've done that, yeah, it was like almost all new. And, so setting up and getting everything to, it is a whole different perspective. So, but, it went well. I mean, what's overwhelming is there's just so much to take in. And I mean, if there's people there going for one day, I mean, that's why they have a 3-day pass. I mean, some people who are just gung ho, they may be able to get everything in within 3 days, but one day you really got to fly through. So, that's the biggest challenge is how overwhelming with just content, rows of Artist Alley on top of the media guests. So, but you got to really do something to shine, and it was received well. Once I got people to stop at the table and engage them and read their mind, it was really good.
That was a little tomfoolery of yours that we won't go into. We don't want to reveal all the secrets.
Well, we'll just say I have a mind reading challenge. Considering my story takes place with man entering the thought dimension, I'm writing this because I can do that. So if you ever want to know how, I'll come by my table at an Artist Alley and I will enter your thought dimension. So.
Okay. And then after Chicago, you went up to Detroit for Motor City Con, and also it was a pretty good success at Motor City.
Yeah. Well, I think Motor City went better because Michigan rules, and it's just, I'm a Michigan guy. I think that might have helped, you know, being from Michigan. I went out and got my nice Detroit Tigers hat for the cons, you know, and so I have friends that I already know in Michigan, but at the same time, I think I just was received well. Plus, I had experience, you know, I had done the Chicago con, they're very similar cons as far as size and stature.
That was going to be a question of mine. What differences did you notice? They're both the same size. Did you notice a difference in the people that were there, or were they pretty much the same as well?
No, the people that were there were it was about equal. I think Motor City might have pulled out a little bit more this year because they had about 10 cast members from Walking Dead alone. I actually posted a I met with
I have it. Scott Wilson.
Scott Wilson. I got it before you said it. Play rewind, man. Play that. You heard me say Scott first. Scott Wilson was the nicest guy I met, and I didn't even stay at the after party. I was going to stay, and I kind of was there a little, and I talked to a few people, and I'm like, well, it would be good to meet with some of the celebs and get some pictures and stuff. So, but Scott Wilson was there, and he was amazing, so friendly. I gave him my preview issue. He sat down and read it right there. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. I thought that I was duped. You duped me. I was going to
But I did give it to him, but, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, follow me on Facebook. He's like, I don't got a Facebook page. You know, he's well, like,
he is an older gentleman, let's be honest. Yeah. You know, I mean, he was in the original Great Gatsby, you know, 1972. Oh, so,
wow.
You know,
yeah. He's a great, he was so friendly. And then, so Motor City went really well with experience and just my backyard. It was nice to do.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Out of curiosity, do you happen to know who puts on C2E2? What company?
No, I don't, but that's another thing I should have mentioned with Motor City is I know who puts on Motor City. You know, Mike, I forget his last name, Mike Nagel, I think, but my brother has worked at Motor City for over, well, 21 years now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he goes to the airport and gets the celebrities and brings them in. So my brother's got inside, you know, this whole inside, you know, he knows the owner, the guy running it, and, you know, and he had to go get William Shatner on Sunday, you know, and I mean, so that's another thing that I think that helped. You know, I think I got a nice, you know, a nice spot because my brother's been there for 21 years.
Well, and I think, too, in Motor City, not to cut you off, but Motor City seems to be more independent, correct? It's not a corporation that is running the show up there?
Yeah, it's not. As far as I know, it's not like a wizard or anything like that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, he runs it. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, so. See, that's why I was curious about C2E2. I don't know who ran that. I was just curious. I didn't know if you happened to know through your dealings as to who it was or whatnot. So.
Well, C2E2 is great with a lot of the, you know, it's my first con, so I had questions and I submitted to them, and I was on a waiting list at first, and finally I got in because I was persistent, and then, but I mean, they answered my questions like right away, was, you know, just really upfront with everything. C2E2 was really nice, good experience for the first one because they were like always ahead of the game with, you know, and
oh,
and
that's
then,
excellent.
Yeah, so it was good, but I'm not sure who runs it though.
Okay. You know, just out of curiosity, I mean, it seems like one of the big rants that I had a few episodes ago, or quite a few episodes ago, was this constant seeming, what's the word I'm looking for? Elimination of independently run comic book conventions. You know?
I was going to try to get it.
That's all right. Don't.
Take it. I was going to try to read your word. You were going to read it. Whatever. Come to my booth.
Well, now, if I remember correctly, too, from reading, was it at Motor City where you revealed the cover for the first issue, or was
that
Chicago?
No, it was in the preview issue.
Okay.
Well, I didn't post the cover on when I was doing, but it's in its all its glory, not full size on the inside of the cover, one of the covers, but it's pretty big on the inside of one of the covers.
Okay.
And the big reveal will be when I put color to it, so.
Okay.
But it's gorgeous. Okay. I mean, just black and white, you know, I'm like, you know, I really need to make sure I do a bang-up job on putting colors to this.
So, what's the status of issue one as of, like, right now?
Issue
May of 2015,
one?
Yes.
It's all the art, but, well, we're working on the last three pages for art, because the first three pages starts out with a dream sequence. Oh, man, I just gave that away. But no, no big deal. I'm just kidding. The first three pages start out with a dream sequence. So I wanted to have a different artist to do that, to have a different style. And in fact, one of the artists not mentioned that did work for the prologue, the 4-page prologue in the first issue. Actually, I think it was turned out to be 5 pages. Is Irwin? I guess his last name. I tell you what, I can't remember stuff when I'm on this. But he is doing the first 3 pages, and then I think I'm going to collaborate with him on the next book to do the layouts, because Tyler, if you've seen some of these gorgeous pages, for Tyler to do these full color paintings for, you know, the whole book is just an enormous amount of work. So yeah, Irwin Arosa, to get that perfectly correct. He is doing the first 3 pages, so it has a different style, and it's got this, like, you know, feel like it's not the same reality. So it's a dream sequence. So those pages will be done shortly. I'm almost done lettering the whole thing and then coloring the first book. The trailer, we're doing a video trailer with original music. I think I might have told you I'm having some original music done.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And the band, I did not put them down in my notes. The band's name again?
Well, I got two guys. One local guy from Michigan, Mooey Local, is Jason Conley, if you know what I mean, Mooey Local. No, he's doing something a little bit more like a movie score soundtrack sound music. And he's putting together a trailer of the book where it's kind of just me talking about it, and then it shows you some images, and then it has this, the song that he's putting together for it. And the elements of cadence.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the beginning. I knew cadence was in the title, but I couldn't remember the first one. Man, all right, elements of cadence.
Yeah, they just came out with their first CD, and we're on demo 3 of Elements of Cadence. I'll tell you what, I think what I'll do is I'll play, maybe I can play a few seconds of the Elements of Cadence. You could probably hear it a little bit, right?
I imagine so. I mean, let's try it. Let's run up the flagpole, see if it flies.
All right. Elements of Cadence. This is only demo 3, and so they're going to be finalizing it. And I've been going back and forth. So technically, I'm in a punk alternative rock music band right now, for one song at least. All right. So let me try this. Let's see. Can you hear this?
I can hear it.
All right, let me turn it up. This is a melody that I wrote, I sent to them, and they're implementing it into the song. Is that coming over?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just play a few seconds of it. And then it had me talking over it like this. Love this part, man. Now, keep in mind, this is a demo, so this is just laying the basic foundation. They're gonna go over this. This is original music for Staunch Ambition. All right, here we go. Oh yeah. All right, that's all you get.
Hey, you know what? That was actually, that was really good.
Yeah,
no, even though it's not polished up, that was pretty innovative. I like that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm getting excited about it because, you know, music can be tricky sometimes when you first hear. I tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm a big music fan. But I've had albums that I had for years that I just didn't care for, or it was just, you know, it might have been a group that I loved, but I didn't care for the album. And back in the day when we had cassette tapes and we didn't have anything streaming, and you didn't have every song at your fingertips. I had my cassette tape collection, or the radio, which I can't stand because I don't get to pick what I want to hear. I would literally always listen to music while I'm doing art. Well, you'd get tired of hearing your favorite music because you've heard it over and over. So I would literally put in stuff that I'm just like, it's different. And I had it for years. And eventually, like one day, you ever have this, like one of your, like an album all of a sudden just comes to life?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're just like, it's one of the greatest albums all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't I see that?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times in my CD collection, there's ones that I haven't listened to maybe in 8 months. And then I throw it in and it's like rediscovery. Like, oh, this is so great. This is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I got theories on why that works. I mean, first, sometimes music is so different. Maybe the style.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get to know it, and then it's got to jive with you're in the right mood. And so sometimes it takes a while. You know the whole album. You've listened to it. It might be abstract at first, but then it starts coming together, and then you're in the right mood, and then all of a sudden, most of my favorite albums ever were the hardest ones to appreciate right off the bat. So that's
such as, can you name a few of those?
I would say the Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, Roger Waters' solo album. I would say definitely like Mozart. You know, when you listen to like certain classical music, it's like just like heavy metal or something. At first, it might all sound the same until you're able to make the distinction between the transitions and the chord structures. Mm-hmm. And so, some of the Mozart's Requiem, which is one of some of the greatest music ever written, but it just doesn't jump at you right away. You got to get to know it. You know, it's like a fine wine. You have to acquire a taste. Mm-hmm. You know, the cultural shock of it. So, what's another one? Probably I'll think of something as we're going, but, I had a Phil Keaggy album. You probably never heard of Phil Keaggy, but I had it for years. In fact, what got me into it is I was told my friend he had a different Phil Keaggy album. And I was like, nah, I'm not really into this one. He's like, oh, I'll trade you mine for his. All of a sudden I cared about let me listen to it again. Cause he was wanting to trade me. And so I started listening to him. I'm like, oh, wait, this is pretty good. I don't want him to have this. You know, it's just funny.
You know, I have a similar story. We've gotten way off track, but I don't care.
Music? No, man, it's all part of my
music. But I'm going to go way off track because I had a very similar experience recently about movies. I said the same thing. I very well remember when The Matrix came out and when Fight Club came out, and I was like, both of those movies look terrible. I'm not interested. And it took my friend and my nephew, my friend, to say, listen, man, you got to give this a chance.
Yes.
The Matrix is good. You got to give it a chance. Just relax. Just enjoy it. And damn, he was right. It was really good. And the same with the Fight Club. Like, my nephew, who's actually a few years younger than me, said, John, give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Right.
It is out there. You're right. But just give it a chance. And again, he was right.
I think it's all arts. It's like sometimes our preconceived ideas can affect. I mean, everybody who's our age or has experienced appreciating art. Maybe you fall in love with somebody who appreciates a certain style of art that you didn't care about. Well, all of a sudden, like, I remember my best friend was into the Beach Boys. And my mom hated the Beach Boys, so I kind of inherited that. Ah, the Beach Boys, blah, blah, blah. Well, he was in the Army. When he went to the Gulf War, you know, the last thing that we had Americans had on their mind was the Vietnam War. So in my mind, I'm just imagining like, well, he's going to die. I'm never going to see him again. And Beach Boys come on the radio. All of a sudden, the way he would be into it that annoyed the crap out of me. I missed that because my best friend was in the Gulf War. And I thought, well, maybe I'll never see him again. All of a sudden, my mind altered and I gave the Beach Boys a chance. And then I realized what the brilliance of it was. But my preconceived ideas and my prejudices held me back from understanding the beauty of the Beach Boys and and then now that I can appreciate it, I can appreciate what they gave to music as a whole, not even just how good their music was. So I've tried to learn from that. You know, I've tried to be careful how I criticize art and music. I have a whole book I'm writing on this subject. It could be coming out after my first issue.
Don't start any other books because you have issue one to finish, and then you have what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 still to do as well?
We're starting on two. We're chipping away at two right now. It's a double size first issue, so that's a good news.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, it's keeping busy, man. Got the trailer coming, got the music coming, got the – if you buy the preview issue, You could submit for one of the two songs for free. I'll send you a free MP3 of one of the two songs.
Wow, okay.
So the other song sounds just as good. But it's, like I said, a more of a movie score soundtrack type. All right, so.
And also something else I noticed on your Facebook page is that Staunch Ambition is a supporter of the AJ Project. Do you want to talk a little bit about the AJ Project?
Well, that's a personal one.
Is it?
To me, it's... my sister's in theater and music and the makeup aspect, all the aspects of theater, and so she's an award-winning, I guess what you say, actress, performer. So she moved out to New York for several years and was, you know, trying to make a name and just get into the theater industry. And she met a guy named AJ, Anthony, out there. And they had been going out for a while. And as it so happened, she had got pregnant. And the personal part of the story was that she came back to Michigan for a time. And while she was in Michigan, got a call that Anthony had been hospitalized and that he wasn't doing so good. He had some kind of a head injury or brain injury. Well, he was hospitalized, and she flew out there, and he was diagnosed brain dead and then had died shortly afterwards. Now, there's a lot more details to his personal story to that and
sure.
whether there was negligence by the doctors or whatnot, but so AJ's mother, Chris, obviously being completely devastated by this whole situation and being a believer in God, having to struggle with the anger and dealing with the whole situation, is decided to turn this into a situation where, because AJ was such an influence throughout the whole world and had met friends because he was an entertainer himself, singer, dancer, and actor. He and all of these friends of his are trying to bring awareness to organ donation.
Oh, okay.
Through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been kind of collaborating with them a little bit on the logo and some of the graphic design. And so that's something that's also kind of in its beginning stages. So I'm going to be collaborating with them, and we'll be promoting the AJ Project and the importance of donating organs.
Excellent. So something good coming out of a tragic event, you know.
Yeah, very, very difficult. You know,
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I guess at this particular point, you want to talk about some other comic book related stuff. I don't know if you've read anything, or more importantly, I guess I should ask: have you seen Avengers: Age of Ultron?
I did see it. I loved the first one. I had a few issues with the ending. The movie was so good, but I don't know. There's a couple things that I didn't love about the ending with the convenient destroy the mothership and all the aliens.
Oh, in the original. Okay.
Yeah, the original.
So the second, not a fan of Age of Ultron?
Actually, I liked it better. I thought
really?
It was
okay.
I enjoyed it better, yeah. And I think that's probably not the popular opinion, but I just dug the whole thing was just had a nice epic feel. I liked the villain. Ultron was great. And the character stories I dug too. I really got into it. So
I would say that all right, this is actually was going to be my fave for this episode. Anyway, it's where I tell about something cool, but I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought that the gentleman and the way they portrayed the Vision was really good. I really liked
it.
I thought that was excellent. The way it's very much like he was in the comics. So I enjoyed that aspect of it. I liked it. I thought a couple of the independent standalone stories with the characters was a little bit tedious. I could have maybe done without them. You know, like, for example, Thor's thing where he kind of goes off. Yeah, and then he's in that spa or that body of water or whatever. I'm like, what? Do we need this? Can we just move along? You know, just move the story along. But I didn't hate it. I thought it was really well done, though. It did have a very good epic feel to it. I liked it. I think the first one's better.
What are you talking about? Well, I'll be careful to judge it based upon my own theories on maybe I wasn't in the right mood.
Maybe,
but at the same time, they were both good. I mean, huh?
Maybe you but listen to us. Good mood.
Yeah, I was pissed. You know, ingrown toenail, you know. It was Gumby was sitting in front of me. So, but no, I tell you what, we could like bicker about little things, but I tell you what, growing up, man, we didn't have any of this. So, I mean, these movies are top quality, amazing movies. So I'm not going to complain. I enjoyed both of them tremendously. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, comic book front, I haven't had a lot of time since I've been doing my own book, but I have picked up, I think I told you, what we talked about how I got into comics. I think you talked a little bit about yours.
Yeah.
And Secret Wars issue 3 was one of the ones I had mentioned because it had the Hulk on it.
Yes.
All the Rock above him and below him. Well, Secret Wars, my childhood has come, and now we got Secret Wars 2. And so of course that's the whole point of that is to pull us all in. And so I'm picking that up and tremendously enjoying some of the Secret Wars.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I gotta be honest. I have a bunch of stuff to read, but I have been very, very busy. I haven't read much at all. But I'll tell you what I am looking forward to reading is I have a couple of the collections of the Thanos characters that have been done, I believe, in Ultimates, and I'm looking forward to reading those.
I don't know much about him, but he's like the man. You know,
he is.
Man.
This same thing. I just picked these books up just out of curiosity. And now, obviously, after seeing Avengers, I'm looking forward to reading that. And then I also have, too, which I actually have it right here. I'm really looking forward to reading the Hip Hop Family Tree collection that I bought. Because in terms...
What is it?
It's like a giant graphic novel about the history of hip hop and rap from back in the late 70s up through to the early 90s.
So it's factual. It deals with
It's factual. Yeah, it's like a nonfiction
really?
Graphic novel.
That's pretty sweet. I love music, so these kinds of things are interesting.
Yeah, I got it for a birthday gift, and I'm looking forward to jumping into it. But it's two volumes, so. Once summer rolls around here, I have a little more free reading time, and I'll take a crack at them. So,
I'll tell you what, you're missing out on the Secret Wars, man. The Secret Wars is, I mean, you know, they're going to be doing what? Captain America, the third Captain America is going to be Civil War, which is a big Marvel event, and that was a great story.
A great story. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
A lot of good stuff in that. Well, I'll tell you what, man, Secret Wars is epic, man. This is definitely going to make it to the theaters, I'm telling you, in the next, you know, 5 years, something along this line.
As opposed to DC Convergence.
DC, I don't.
Oh, it sounds awful.
They're not doing it the same way as from what I did not read Convergence, but from what I heard, I think Marvel's learned from the DC, you know.
They have. Like, yeah. I just, from what I've understood, and again, I'm not quoting that I know everything about Convergence, but the basic premise sounds dumb. It just doesn't sound like, who wants to read about superheroes that don't have any superpowers? And I don't care. And it's only going to last for a couple months till you move all of yourselves out to L.A. That's all this is for. And then you're going to go back to the New 52. I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. I stopped reading comics because I was really upset about this big event and all the crossovers. And it was actually Secret Invasion, Marvel's Secret Invasion, which is funny, you know, poetic that it's just secret, you know. But it started out so great, but the payoff really was so bad to me that I just was like, really? I spent all this time and money reading this, and that's the payoff? So it'd be like Rocky is going to fight, you know, Clubber Lane, you know, and then you got this big climax. This is how the story went. I mean, if you hadn't read Secret Invasion, this is how it went. So Rocky's going to fight Clubber Lane, and he's like, oh, man, they're going to tear each other up, and then you get to it. You don't see the fight. Two guys, like, instead of seeing the fight, you hear about two guys talking about what happened, and that Clubber Lane just slipped on a towel and fell and hit his head. And Rocky, that's how Secret Invasion ended, you know? And as opposed to in Rocky, you actually saw Clubber Lane and them fight. Rocky was about one hit away from death, or complete paralyzation, and then somehow Rocky comes back and beats him. So, you know, that's how I felt, at least, so.
That analogy is awesome.
Is it? Well, it works for me, because I tell you what, man, Mr. T as Clubber Lang is one of the greatest villains of all time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Quotes. I agree. Quotes. I agree.
Yeah. I love his, what's your prediction for the fight tonight? My prediction? Pain. There's so many good one-liners in that movie, man. It's so good.
Well, all right, man. We're getting up to about 42 minutes, if I'm looking at my clock correct here. So do you want to tell everybody where they can reach you in terms of social media and where they can learn about the book and where they can buy a copy of the book if they want to?
Yeah, what they can also learn is something I did pick up from doing these two conventions was I got a new angle on getting the book out there and marketing it. Is if you buy the book and you read it to somebody, it kind of works like a pyramid scheme. So if you buy it and read it to somebody, you'll make money back the more people that you get to buy it. You know, like Amway. So if you buy my book right away, you'll be at the top of the pyramid. And like, as people are buying it, even if you don't bring them in, money will be coming into your bank accounts magically somehow. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. People can get a hold of Staunch Ambition simply by going to the website, Staunch Ambition. You want to spell that for them?
STAUNCHAMBITION.com.
Ding!
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, Staunch Ambition, which, even though staunch might not be the most common word, it's spelled just like it sounds. So that's the good news.
And was that ding money being put into my bank account because I spelled it correctly?
Man, are you rich? I mean, because you're the first podcast I was on, so like right now.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't looked yet, but your bank account has went up about like five zeros at least, I think. So, and you don't even have a preview issue. I'll be putting up a store hopefully soon. I've been doing research on shipping and, you know, get a store online for the book and then. But, yeah, Staunch Ambition, you could visit, and all the links for Facebook are there, Twitter. I have a Tumblr account. Most of the updates are Facebook. So basically, before you forget, as you're listening to this right now, I'm talking to you that's listening to this right now, to go to the Facebook page right now before the world ends and before you forget, because I don't know.
People have short attention spans nowadays.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe an earthquake or maybe a fly flies by. Yeah. So, go like the Facebook page, and that would be the easiest way to follow. Twitter, I'm also active on, but so I post all the updates on Facebook or Twitter and my website.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Hey, it's been fun having you on, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, man.
Yeah, you know? Well, hey. Oh, wow. We're getting a pretty bad thunderstorm right now in Columbus. Wow.
That was my stomach.
Oh, my bad. Well.
Sorry, man. I had to Chicago deep dish pizza. Sorry, man. You got a thunderstorm? Yeah, we already had our storm. You know, since we talked, I decided I should move to Ohio like you.
And you know what? That's right. I totally forgot to mention that.
Yeah, because you're from Rhode Island, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan.
But Ohio's pretty swell, man.
Yeah, it's pretty scenic and it's pretty cool around here, man.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the other side of Ohio, but, you know.
Well, northeast. Yeah. That's not too far away from Columbus.
Well, I wanted to be like you, man. I wanted to, like, live in Ohio but be from some other state. I don't know why, but since talking to you, that's what happened.
You know what? I think we just – I have nothing to top that. We need to end this right now. That's it. All right. You win on that comment.
All right, man. It was nice to talk to you.
All right, Brian. Hey, folks, I'm going to throw it to a break, and then I'll be back to wrap things up. So stick around, and we're going to close out this episode here real soon.
Peace.
As an avid listener of the PBD cast, you know that I, John Orlando, am a huge comic book fan. And I'm here to tell you about a graphic novel that's coming out in 2015 that I know you're going to want to get your hands on. It's called Staunch Ambition, and it's a futuristic science fiction fantasy adventure that I know you're going to want to read. So just head over to staunchambition.com. That's right, staunchambition.com to read up about all the information about that graphic novel. Because I guarantee that when it comes out, you'll want to grab a copy and it'll be unlike anything you've ever read before. Trust me, check out staunchambition.com. You will not regret it. Ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it. My conversation with Brian Lyle talking about Staunch Ambition, getting some updates on that project. And you know, Brian's just a nice guy. I admire his passion for this particular book. And even though, you know, he's up in northeastern Ohio and I'm down here in Columbus, technology allowed us to chat and talk via, you know, video conferencing, and I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you got a little more insight into, you know, some of the things that he's been doing, Motor City Con, C2E2, you know, and even talking about, you know, one of the charities he's helping out, the AJ Project. So definitely, you know, it's a cool project. Brian's a cool dude. Definitely check out staunchambition.com. All of the social media links are right there on that site. In fact, I have a link to my own PVDcast website, so you can just head on over to the links and check it out over there. But, you know, man, I got to give him a thank you because he plugged this podcast in the preview issue that we talked about. He had hit me up when it was going to press and asked if he could, because I was the very first podcast he ever did. Now, he's done a couple after that, but I was number one, if you will, and I appreciate that because I think that he understands, you know, the nature of doing something with that independent spirit, just like I'm doing here with this podcast. And, you know, to be quite honest, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I know that over these last 6 weeks or 8 weeks, this podcast has not been the top priority, but I'm really excited now that my personal professional schedule has kind of eased up. I'm looking forward to having a lot of cool guests on here and getting right back at it and really getting back on the hype machine, so to speak. I think that's one of the reasons why my numbers have been down these last 2 months. I haven't had time, but I got it. I'm renewed. I have a renewed focus, I should say, and I'm ready to go, and I'm looking forward to having some really cool episodes coming up here soon. But with that being said, I'm kind of torn. I don't know if I should do the big hullabaloo, if you will. I mean, what the hell. Let's go ahead. Cue the music! And it's time now for Orlando's Fave, which you already know. So, yes, Avengers Age of Ultron was going to be my fave for this episode of the PVD cast because I just recently saw it. I know it took me a while to see it, 3 weeks. It was in the theater for 3 weeks before I got a chance to go see it, but I really liked it. I thought that it, at times, there was a little bit of awkwardness, especially with some of those side stories that they were talking about in terms of like Thor and Hawkeye and whatnot. But overall, I dug it. I liked it a lot. I'm very enthusiastic for the next one, which, from what they teased, it's going to be Infinity Gauntlet. I'm actually also very excited for Captain America 3 because it's going to be the Marvel Civil War storyline, which, if I may go off on another tangent here, I will say that, you know, in comic books, I'm getting a little bit tired of the big event that it appears that Marvel and DC do about almost every year. But Civil War, I think that was about 2005 or 2006 in that time frame, was really cutting edge and really well done. And I liked Civil War. I am excited to see what they do with that for Captain America 3. I'm really, really excited for it. But so nonetheless, there you go. Avengers Age of Ultron is my fave for this episode. But now, I promised you that I had some insights I'd like to share with you about a breaking news story that happened in the world of professional wrestling. It came out yesterday via press release that Ring of Honor Wrestling is headed to Destination America. Now, for those that don't know, Destination America is a cable network that is one of the many offshoots of Discovery Incorporated, the Discovery Channel. I believe Nat Geo is also part of that group. And for the last 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, Destination America has been the home of TNA Wrestling. However, there has been a lot of drama surrounding this whole situation. First off, I believe last week, there have been rumors circulating that Destination America would not re-sign TNA after their contract expires in September. There was also news that TNA was being moved to Wednesday nights and not going to be on Friday nights anymore on Destination America. Now, this comes that starting June 3rd, Ring of Honor Wrestling is going to be on Destination America, and it's going to be the lead-in for TNA. Here's the interesting thing. Reports are that this has been in the works for several months, and no one said anything to TNA. I don't know. That's kind of shady. That's kind of sketchy, if you ask me. I mean, I just think that that's kind of not a cool way to do business. If you're going to drop one company and pick up another one, you know, you got to have the balls to say it, I guess you could say. However, one interesting note is that Ring of Honor is not shooting any new television. Basically, their syndicated product that runs on Sinclair Broadcasting will just be repeated on Destination America. And the idea is because that will give them wider coverage, because there's obviously some markets where Sinclair is not in, and therefore Destination America could possibly fill the void. However, there's also the small little twist that, according to reports, Ring of Honor is giving back some money to Destination America, that they're going to be making some money in the deal where they are not with TNA, and that there might be the possibility of some live events for Ring of Honor on that network, and even getting a replay of their show Wednesday night at 11. All of this does not look good for TNA, and I'm just going to throw out my insights. Number one, I do not get Destination America. It is not available on my current package. I have to buy an add-on through my current cable company, and I'm just not paying another $20 a month just for Destination America and a few other channels I'm never going to watch. So I have not seen TNA since they moved to Destination America. Now, I have kept up with what's going on in the company via the internet. And as of like 2 weeks ago, I was very, very interested in the hiring of Billy Corrigan from the Smashing Pumpkins to head up the creative department of TNA. And I thought, wow, you know, some of the stuff that he has said that he would like to do, push the envelope, do some things that are different, I was very excited for, only to start hearing these rumors of their demise a few days later. I think this is going to be interesting. I really do. I think that if Ring of Honor gets the same numbers or better numbers than TNA, definitely September, that contract's not being renewed. And then you have to wonder, what happens to TNA? And look, bottom line, whether you like TNA or you hate TNA, whether you like Ring of Honor or you hate Ring of Honor, it doesn't matter. Minus the WWE, if you like or hate a particular company, it's still an outlet for men and women to pursue their dream to entertain people in a wrestling capacity. When you eliminate that, I think that's a sad state of affairs. You know? Granted, the landscape of professional wrestling now in 2015 is quite different and better than it was 4 years ago, 10 years ago, etc. But still, man, you know, I've said it many times before. Like it or not, in this world of professional wrestling, you need to have different choices and options and not just have a monopoly. And I think that goes for any business. So I think it'll be interesting. But, if Ring of Honor starts to outshine TNA, I think that's the end of the line for Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. But hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully both those companies can coexist and maybe work together somehow with that network and make Wednesday night a cool night to watch some wrestling. I don't know. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Let me tell you where you can reach me. Obviously on Twitter, at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Oh, yeah, I'm also on Instagram. PVDMVP as well is that particular username. So check me out on any of those particular social media outlets. Feel free to let me know how you think this episode went, or any episode for that matter. Go over and visit some of the old ones, too. Like I said, it's a great way to pass the time. If you're in a car on a road trip, or if you're bored at work or whatnot, man, check out an episode, or two, or three, or 67. All right, with that, I'm getting on out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to me ramble on and on, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.